The November 4th general election in Alaska is quickly approaching and is packed with controversial issues. From legalizing marijuana to increasing minimum wage to securing protections for the Bristol Bay fisheries, there is no lack of excitement in this year's ballot measures. And in late October to early November, Anchorage Youth Vote will be administering a mock election in Anchorage schools to let kids make their voices heard on important issues in our state and learn about the voting process. Proposition 4, a citizen initiative to protect the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve from large-scale mines, such as the proposed Pebble Mine, will appear on both the general election and the Youth Vote mock election ballots. In a public hearing held by Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell on September 24th, representatives from the Renewable Resources Coalition and the Alaska Miners Association presented the pro and con sides of the initiative, accompanied by public testimonies. Prop 4, or the Bristol Bay Forever Initiative, adds to a 1972 law in which oil and gas facilities constructed in the Bristol Bay waters must obtain legislative approval for their development. Prop 4 increases those requirements to include certain types of mines.
And in addition to permits and authorizations otherwise required by law, the legislature must get final authorization for any large-scale metallic sulfide mining operation located within the watershed of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve.
Anders Gustafsson is the executive director of the Renewable Resources Coalition, an organization of about 8,000 members statewide, dedicated to preserving Alaska's fishing and hunting resources and their habitats. The coalition was formed in large part to oppose the Pebble Mine. Gustafsson, arguing for the measure's passage, discusses some of the history relating to resource development in Bristol Bay.
But the law's intention was to protect the fishery from non-compatible development. So what we believe that this initiative does is basically updates that existing law to the current threats and adds a standard that oil and gas has had to meet for 40 years and puts that same standard onto the mining leases in that area.
Bristol Bay provides approximately half of the global sockeye salmon supply and is the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery.
It is one of the most healthy and viable wild salmon runs in the world. No hatcheries support this run.
Part of the coalition's goal includes greater involvement of public opinion on mining projects in Bristol Bay.
Ballot Measure 4 basically puts it back in the hands of Alaskans whether we want to have a large-scale hard rock metallic sulfide mine inside of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve.
Gustafsson repeatedly highlights the initiative's specific purpose and scope of influence.
We've always said that this is not about mining. This issue is about this mine and this place. It's about the Bristol Bay fishery and protecting that.
The ballot measure also greatly affects Alaska's economy.
It also protects the annual economic impact of over $1.5 billion. That's over $500 million in commercial fishing revenues, multiples of millions from the sport fishing industry, which also trickles out and affects the tourism industry in Alaska as a whole.
Gustafsson stresses Bristol Bay's status as a resource and an Alaskan asset, and the importance of protecting its waters.
And we don't think it's too little to ask when we're dealing with the risk to such a great and valuable fishery to add one additional step and one additional review at the end of everything to make sure that we've got this right.
On the other end of the spectrum is Alicia Amberg, Deputy Director of the Alaska Miners Association, an administration whose mission is to advocate for and promote responsible mineral development in Alaska. Amberg states one of the mining industry's main concerns with Ballot Measure 4.
A huge problem with this initiative is that there are too many unknowns and variables that need clarification, in our opinion.
In addition, Amberg says Prop 4 creates some problems with attracting investors and complicates the permitting process.
When companies look at our state, what does passing a law like this signal? Does it signal that we're open for investment? Or does it signal that we want to add layers of uncertainty and confuse the process?
With regards to the claim of the initiative equalizing the differences between requirements for oil and gas development and mines in Bristol Bay, Amberg asserts that they can't be handled in the same manner because the circumstances are different.
It comes into the industry, a different industry, later in the game. When the oil and gas statute was passed, there were no valid leases held in the area, and potential leases were put on notice before bidding. For mining, The initiative places restrictions after mining claims have already been staked and more than $500 million in exploration and environmental studies have been completed by the claim holder.
On another front, Amberg declares that the Alaska Miners Association believes the ballot measure itself is unconstitutional.
Although the court allowed it to remain on the ballot for this November, we believe that if ballot measure 4 passes, either the courts or the legislature will be forced to review the legality of it.
Describing the system of checks and balances, Amberg outlines the particular roles of the branches of government in creating and reviewing laws. She references the process for acquiring legislative approval for projects after permits have been secured.
To go back up again and ask the legislature if they agree that the laws that their body created and then carried out by the agencies and then affirmed by the courts, to go back and ask them, do they agree again, is ludicrous.
In a list of contentions opposing ballot measure 4, Amberg emphasizes the role of the legislature and appeals to the Alaskan public to, quote, let the standard legislative process work, unquote.
Alaska's permitting process should be scientific, not political. Ballot Measure 4 does not reconcile with Alaska's constitution. It discourages investment and stifles Alaska's economy. And much like Ballot Measure 1, citizen initiatives are very challenging to discuss with people. They are very detailed, very complex issues. And forums like this are great, or they're a great resource, but we have a legislative process for a reason, to evaluate the concepts and to determine that there is a statewide interest in advancing these projects.
Both the fishing and mining industries are extremely significant components of Alaska's economy, character, and constituents. The Pebble Mine and the fate of Bristol Bay have been long-standing controversial issues in this state, and have involved many passionate protests, debates, and lawsuits. The outcome of this election will certainly affect Alaska's future in profound ways. For Alaska's youth, Ballot Measure 4 represents another issue that, though not within our control, will determine our life and livelihood in this state. In the Anchorage Youth Vote mock election, young people, too, can express their thoughts on this issue. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Beret Hirsch.